So first off, fuck y'all president and the cliquey claim. Biden Harris come equipped with grain. Trump claimed to be a president, but he got an illegal alien for a month. That nigga going to jail and his ugly ass kids for life. Uptown ENT. Back at it again with a brand new podcast. I am the Can't Wait Bro. And in the background, like Darth Vader, we got my man B.
Hit him up. Take money.
I started to play that beat in the background, but I was like, nah, we're going to get a copyright strike or something.
Oh, man. This has been a wild week voting, counting. I seen the people praying to Satan on a YouTube video. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Praying to Satan for real? For what?
That's what they was doing in that video. I don't know if it was you or Will that sent that in that message.
Oh, you know when they was outside of the thing, outside of the office?
Voting. Yeah, they was praying to Satan.
Man, wait a minute. Hold up. Maybe I just didn't hear it correctly. They really said Satan? I thought they was praying to God.
They wasn't praying to no damn God. Kneeling on the ground with their hands out like that? Only Muslims pray like that.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I was just about to say that if Muslims are not praying to Satan, that ain't what you insinuate.
No, that's not what I'm insinuating. When that particular look, I saw Sabrina and the Teenage Witch on Netflix. They was praying to say Muslims. They praying to Allah. That's how they pray. Do you see Christians pray like that?
Never.
And touching on the glass as we're voting, I'm like, y'all need to stop doing what y'all doing for y'all to create some bad spirits in y'all life. Because that's not, y'all not praying to God. Not with the words. I was like, wait a minute.
Did you see Paula White, mega pastor Paula White? She was praying for victory for Donald Trump. And then she was like, yes. And we calling on all these ancestors from Africa, from South America. And then she started speaking in tongues. Well, fake speaking in tongues, because I don't think she actually was speaking in tongues.
That's what I'm saying. They be praying. That's why I was like, oh, Lord. Man, Jeannie, shut up now.
I'm just trying to figure out, dog, because I've just heard motherfuckers say, keep politics out of church and politics had no place in church. It's been so many pastors, televangelists, whatever you want to call them, that I've seen out here caping for Trump, man, these past few weeks. I'm like, was the check that big?
Hold on, no. Ain't church political?
Well, it's not supposed to be.
But it's going to touch somebody. Ever since Jesus died, it became political.
Boy, I thought you were about to say ever since Obama was in office, these motherfuckers been getting more and more political.
I'm just saying, like if you go look at it, Bible, you just like forcing people to be in your religion or you sinning, that's political to me.
I guess you could say it that way. It's definitely not the Christian way. It's definitely not the Christian way that we that in the semblance of the word.
So Jesus died for everybody's sins, and these motherfuckers started becoming more corrupt.
To me, man, I'm gonna just I think most people who know me know that I've said it for years or whatever, that I'm more of a spiritual person. Like, I do believe in God. I believe that there's a higher power, that all of this ain't just happening. Like, you gotta have something to believe in throughout life. But I don't get into the religious side, because like you just said, people really do be trying to force their beliefs on you. And it usually is Christians. I ain't never seen them. I've been around plenty Muslims. I practice Islam for a couple years. Hell, I was a practicing Buddhist for like almost a year. That was a rough time in my life. But these people from all these other religions, they never try to push it on you. It's always Christians real pushy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, if you don't believe what I believe, like, and they won't even give you time to think about it. And they don't even give you like enough enough evidence and source material for you to go read, like, because, you know, when I got introduced to Islam, I got given source material, and they was like, hey, you know, just go ahead, just read it, check it out, or whatever. You got any questions, you know, hit me up. Christians don't do that. Christians be like, hey, I'm a Christian. You need to be a Christian. So you're going to be a Christian? And it's just like, well, can I think about it? Nah, if you ain't going to be no Christian, you going to hell. What?
How do you got proof?
Right. And who the hell made you the arbitrator of who's going to hell and who's not? Because, newsflash, we all sinning.
We got to repent.
We all sinning or whatever. So, I mean, I think a lot of Christians, not all, I don't like to speak in absolutes, but I know a lot of Christians who they really do be thinking that they the gatekeepers for heaven. Like, I guess they imagine themselves just like, yeah, I'm gonna be standing up there with Jesus, and we gonna be like, don't let him in. Okay, they good. Like, no, nigga. It's people that go to church every day on Sunday and ain't gonna go to heaven because of all the bullshit they do the other 6 days of the week.
Right, y'all about to go see Hades. You better have
because a because y'all some fucking hypocrites, man.
You gotta anyway, pay the toll.
pay the toll. hey. I want this heaven like on Dragon Ball Z where they had they had Snake Way. You gotta go to Snake Way to get to heaven.
It might be. There's probably nothing that we all imagining this stuff. Like, everything about it is from the imagination. We have no idea.
We have no idea what the hell awaits us when we die.
People be believing in ghosts on top of that. So what's going on? If the ghosts are still on Earth and they never made it to heaven, then is this, you know what I'm saying? This might be hell.
Are they spirits just trapped in like that limbo? Like, why are there spirits trapped in the limbo? Man, I don't know, bro.
We don't know nothing until we just go ahead and look.
We don't know nothing until we gone, but then we can't do or say nothing because we gone.
And RIP to Alex Trebek.
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw you put that in a group chat, man. Man, cancer. Fuck cancer. I don't think that this is a statement that many people will disagree on, but who the hell knows? Over the past 4 years, I found that y'all disagree on a lot of stuff where I'm like, this is supposed to be just basic. I thought we was all against this, but fuck cancer. Alex Trebek, somebody who's been around for...
Man, forever.
All of our lives.
Right.
He fought for as long and hard as he could. And anybody who's ever had cancer, or who's ever been with a family member and seen them go through cancer and, you know, those treatments and what them treatments do to your body and just witnessing a person that you love and know just break down or whatever, like, man, prayers to his family. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I'm about to say nothing. I was listening. Dang, I don't know. It's 2020, people dropping like flies. Yeah. He still did the show, too.
Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know, man. Excuse me. I don't know if people just dropping like flies be, or if it's just like, man, we just getting this rush of like constant like disappointment. 2020 has been just a disappointing year.
Yeah, it has. From the beginning to the end.
Man, even like pre-lockdown, we have, man, them first 2 months of this year was, well, the first month of this year was all right. And then February, we had Kobe pass and Kobe and his daughter, along with the other people that were on the helicopter. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Then like while people were still kind of dealing with that, because you wouldn't even have to be a fan of Kobe. It was just like, dude, it was kids on that helicopter, man.
Right.
And I think that's what like kind of like hurt me or whatever. And then I know you and I talked about it. Man, just being a parent, man, and just thinking about that, because we always want to protect our kids, but then you at the end, Like, you at the end, and like, what do you do at that point? Because you like, fuck, we about to die. Like, or do you just pray to whatever God or higher power you believe in and try and comfort your kid? Like, or, you know, do you just wig out? It's one of them things where you don't know until you in that situation.
And it's, yep.
Then we had the lockdown. Then we had the referendum on race, or at least I thought we was having a come to Jesus moment on race back in May, you know, with George Floyd and people talking about like Breonna Taylor and that case getting more, getting brought to the forefront. And then you got like the Apache claims, it's just, man. But fast forward to now, though, I think we did. We did. Well, besides Alex Trebek dying, we did have some good news this weekend.
Okay. Hey, dude. So, how did the pretend Civil War go? Nigga. I was arguing with a dude. This dude posted, it was a video game page. He talking about some, man, are they going to have Xboxes in stock before pre-rioting? I'm like, the fuck? What? I'm like, who riots over a presidential election? It's like the BLM thugs. I'm like,
wait a minute. That's what he's saying?
Yeah. Well, riot.
I'm like, why the hell would Black Lives Matter be rioting over a damn election that they candidate won?
This is before the election was going on, but I was like, either or. I'm like, Bush, nobody rioted. Stupid motherfucker. Should nobody ride it when Trump became president? It's just like, it is what it is. It's a presidential election. And I'm like, I can't with people. I was like, first of all, the riots was over other issues, racially motivated issues. This had nothing to do with the president. Nobody rides over who the president is.
Well, except sore losers. Yeah. Which they claim that 4 years ago that people who were anti-Trump were the ones who were sore losers, just because we was like, dude, how the fuck did this happen? Like, America really is racist. Like, damn, I thought that we had got over a little bit of this.
And were we all mad when Trump got? We was just like, we already knew he was gonna get elected because wasn't nobody voting for Hillary.
I think you know what, man? I wasn't even mad. I was more so disappointed because I was just trying to just believe in the best in people. Because I'm like, yeah, because I ain't fuck with Hillary either. I ain't fuck with Hillary either. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got, on one hand, we got Hillary Clinton, who has government experience and everything. She was like the Secretary of State for the first Black president. And then on the other hand, we got this motherfucker who's a damn reality TV show star. A multi-failed businessman. And he, you know, all that rhetoric he was spitting or whatever, like with the racist rhetoric, the homophobic rhetoric, xenophobic, any kind of phobic, nigga, fear-mongering. And I'm just like, is this motherfucker really gonna win? Because I'm gonna be honest, man, 2016, dog, I wasn't even gonna vote. Like, I came home that day from work. I'm like, nah, fuck all that. And I just said, you know what, man, I'm sitting up thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what, this America racist, so why wouldn't they vote for a motherfucker talking that bullshit? The fact that he was able to even make it to be on the damn ticket for the election just let me know something. So I went out and did my civic duty in 2016 and was like, let me go ahead and go vote. I think I was like one of the last people there besides the workers. And yeah, I just still remember around a little bit after midnight, waking up to wifey being like, no fucking way. And I just look at the thing, and it's just like, yeah, Donald Trump elected 45th president. And I was like, yeah, America racist. And I just rolled back over and went to sleep.
Yeah, my thing was, I'm like, well, this 4 years are going to go by. Let's see what he do when we get to vote his ass out. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what happened.
But, I mean, we also need to be aware, because you know this motherfucker always, well, people that's near and close to him is saying that he's already telling people that, like, oh, I'm running again in 2024.
He bet not.
Well, it ain't no law or anything to say that he can't.
Oh, my God.
So he just like, yeah, I'm running again in 24. Man, you knew it was either going to be him or one of his kids. And apparently they still got a whole bunch of sway in the Republican Party because, you know, a lot of the Republicans are like pretty much just assuming that he's going to be the one who's going to be running. So a lot of them go back out of his way because apparently they scared of this dude, which I don't understand.
I'm going to need Mitt Romney to step his game up. I know he's going to try to run again.
See, man, but Mitt wanted them motherfuckers too, man. Mitt was one of the biggest, I guess, Mitt was one of the few Republicans who wasn't afraid to speak out against Trump. But then, like, in these last 2 weeks leading up to the election, Mitt was like, I'm going to support him. Yeah, he's doing stuff wrong, but, you know, I'll support him over Joe Biden. And I'm like, see, man, motherfuckers be, y'all be taking that damn party shit a little bit too serious. And, man, yeah. It's like motherfuckers, Republicans and Christians, y'all motherfuckers, like, that ain't your fucking identity. You can have thoughts outside of being a Republican or being a Christian.
I don't know. And I just got tired of seeing all this Trump train stuff. I had to go. This shit was getting on my nerves. He better not run again. I don't want to see none of that stuff again. That was so annoying.
Hey, before we got on, I was at the grocery store and I'm up at the grocery store, dog, and I saw this white dude. He looked like he was a country corn fed white boy. And I just saw he had on a shirt. It was a blue shirt. And it, I just saw it said Trump on the top. Then I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and walk up over here and see what this shirt read. That motherfucker said Trump. And then at the bottom, it was like, he said Trump is an asshole. And I was like, all right, okay. I thought you was about to get beat the fuck up in here.
Damn.
But, man, we're going to get to the party about this motherfucker losing and these people being mad, but, dude.
It's all right. They'll be all right, just like they told us. Everybody else in 2016 would be all right. But really, who was really mad in 2016? It was more like I was like, it is what it is. Like, we already knew he was going to win.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was mad. I think it was more so disappointment. I think this year, though, you did see people coming out and being mad because, like, again, his comments on race or lack thereof. And you just saw that. And then with the COVID and everything, it's just like, damn, dog, like, you have, Barack Obama said, Trump has not risen to the office. And Obama went out of his way to not talk shit about Trump until this year. And it's just like, dude, you haven't risen to the fucking office, like, you know, and I hate when people say, well, we got it. Well, you know, give Trump a chance. I'm like, dude, he the fucking president. Whether we give him the fucking chance or not, he's still gonna be the president. So it wasn't even the fact that nobody gave him a chance. It was about the fact that he ain't do shit the whole 4 years while he was in office, except fearmonger, take care of his damn rich friends because he want his rich friends to take care of him. And look out for self and golf. All them motherfuckers did golf so damn much.
I heard he threw his golf club when he found out he lost.
Yeah, dog, I heard that too. That made me happy.
Man, he was a reflection of self. So he was a reflection of America. A lot of people said the president for the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the people unrest and shit going on. I mean, he started, well, I don't know if he really did it, if his camp had to. With the police reform, I mean, he might be taking credit for it, but I let him have it. He started to do
that. That was a Congress thing, though.
That's what I thought. And somebody said that was him. I'm like, I don't think he signed for that. I think Congress signed for that.
Whoever said that, they, you know, we know what side they on.
Right. But it's like you had the chance not to dog these reporters out. Not to talk shit, to what just there anything coming out of your mouth is just here. You just the bully side of him came out. I'm like, man, nobody want to see that. You in America, everybody laughing at us, and then you got your followers acting just like you. some of your followers acting just like you just tripping. Like, I know some of his followers voted against him. They just ain't come out and say it.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, it, I mean, there definitely had to be a shift of people who voted for him. It had to be some kind of shift for Biden and Harris to win. But it was just still the fact, dude, when you look at it, B-Do, like, it was still over 60 million people voted for this motherfucker.
Like, in majority of St. Charles, I'm like, dang. Whoa.
And that's just, man, that's disheartening, man, because it's like, number one, either y'all just are not researching shit on your own, and you just like, nope, mm-mm. Like, look, he said America doing great, so, you know, no matter if I'm living in fucking southern Missouri in a damn trailer home, America great for me. No matter the fact that I ain't got fucking healthcare no more, America great for me, because that's what Trump said. Trump said America great. So, it's great for me. No matter the fact that I done lost my fucking job, and somebody in my family got COVID, or you know, all these rural areas. Do you know that these rural areas, not just in Missouri, but in all throughout the United States, rural areas are the ones that are being ravaged by COVID. These motherfuckers, 93% of all the rural areas in the country, and there's a lot of them, 93% of the motherfuckers voted for, 93% of those rural areas voted for Trump in those counties. While I'm not surprised, I'm just like, damn, y'all motherfuckers really do be voting against y'all own interests.
Which is weird. They need to watch the Saturday Night Live that came on last night and listen to David Chappelle's stand-up on there.
Chappelle was on there last night?
Ooh, dog.
Hold the fuck up, huh? I gotta go find that.
He was the host.
Oh, for real?
Second or third time. He was the host.
Yeah, man.
He did the stand-up. And I was dead. He talked about all this election and stuff like that. And Trump losing and people's personalities changing and whatnot. He ended it. He's like, come on and get these nigga lessons. I said, hey, that dude a fool.
Yeah, I'm gonna find that. I'm gonna queue it up on Hulu now. So when we get off, I can go ahead and watch.
Is it still on Hulu?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
All NBC stuff is on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that Peacock Network kind of took over.
Let me go double check. You said Chappelle.
Because I want to watch that. Because he did the skit when they was. The black people losing their jobs with like Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. And he played the Allstate dude. And he started laughing before he started talking. Oh, because they put that voice modifier on him.
Damn, this shit ain't showing up on her. Hell, I might have to go to Peacock then. Because the last SNL they got was like from May of this year.
May?
Right, so maybe that was, cause didn't Peacock come around in May? I think they soft launched around then.
Man, I know what's about to happen. They gonna be like, "Hey, subscribe to Peacock through Hulu."
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe and maybe not, because you know Hulu got that Disney stuff. Yeah, it's right here on Peacock. As long as I pull it up, I see Dave smiling.
Man, I'm tired of buying all these ads. Man, they need something. That's why I was like, man, I can't wait to get the cable box again. I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah.
See, this shit make you want to get TV, man. Now you paying for all these different apps.
Right. Yeah, man. All right, B. So, oh yeah, we ain't got no emails this week, y'all. If you do want to email us, uptownentboys@gmail.com, y'all know the email. Y'all use it sometimes. Sometimes y'all don't. Whatever.
Like, y'all happy about the election? No, yay. Got your vote in? Did you even vote? What's y'all opinion about the fake civil war that was supposed to happen or about to happen? I don't know. Or you think quote unquote Biden gonna take our guns away?
Oh my God, man. I saw somebody say that Biden I hope all of you all are happy that Joe Biden is elected. I hope you'll be real happy when he comes to your house, takes your guns, and rape your kids. I said, what? I said, where did the kid rape come from?
Boy, y'all take y'all kids to church every Sunday to these priests. That's child molesters. Shut up.
That motherfucker said, Joe gonna rape your kids. I said, see.
Yeah, the man at the Catholic Church is preaching to you, is molesting children in the background. But y'all still take them kids to church and put them in them programs. What proof is there that Joe is a child molester, pedo, or whatever?
What proof is there that Joe is going to take everybody's... He never said anything about that shit. He just said he want gun control.
I'm just like, I don't know, man. He a pedo. That's all I keep saying. You gonna vote for the pedo? I'm like,
who? You know what though, man? It's gonna come a day in time though where I think, and I'm surprised people don't just, well, you know what Joe Biden's son did it, Hunter Biden. He did it. You know, he was like a talking point for like a few weeks. On the Republican side, they were talking about how he's a drug addict and all this stuff, whatever. And you know, some of the stuff was true that he said. He's like, yeah, I was addicted to drugs. But then some of this other shit, they was like, nah, man. So Hunter Biden actually filed like several lawsuits against like Tucker Carlson, a few other people at Fox News. He filed lawsuits against like the Trump campaign. He like, nah, that's defamation of character. Like, okay, yes, I was a drug addict, but all this other shit y'all saying about me is not true. And you can't just be out here just saying shit.
And it's all on tape.
Yep. So you can't say, I ain't say that.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, I'm so glad somebody doing this shit. Like, wait a minute. Dude, I'm thinking this campaign too far.
I'm surprised motherfuckers ain't been doing that, dude. Because I swear, man, if I was any kind of famous dude, I would be suing motherfuckers out there. I'd be suing regular people on Twitter for talking about me. Because motherfuckers be saying, like, some outlandish shit.
I'm like, oh, my God.
So either you gonna prove that I'm out here pedoing, or you about to go ahead and have to pay me out in court.
See, that's why I'm gonna be reposting some of this stuff, like dogging, like I don't repost this stuff about Trump. I don't post nothing about Biden because I'm like, I don't even know if this shit true or not. Y'all just be following. Y'all talking about some sheep, but y'all posting this meme talking about this person's character. Now, what if that all came back on you?
Mm-hmm. Then you're gonna be crying and shit, talk about some, why they worried about me.
Right. And you talk about this bad child molester, you talk about Trump pulling up all Trump's pictures and stuff with him and DZ. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Hugging a little girl. That's kind of disturbing to me.
All them pictures of Trump Trump being BFFs with Epstein.
Yeah. Oh shit.
But then that motherfucker said that he don't even know him. I'm like, nigga, it's 100 pictures of you and him together, but y'all know him. Aye,
y'all the rich and famous. What you mean you don't know him?
That nigga said, and motherfuckers let him get away with it too. I'm like, nah, dude. If that was anybody else, y'all would have pressed their ass.
Right. That's why I'd be like, look, I'm staying out of that shit. Y'all can have that political side, but y'all talk about they sexuality and stuff. I ain't finna dive into that. Because that's a real subject. That's somebody's livelihood. Look at Bill Cosby. R. Kelly. So you better come with the proof. Because if them cats sitting in jail over that, then you better believe. It's like, y'all better come with the evidence of whatnot that Joe Biden and Trump and them.
Mm-hmm.
You're down with that because you don't know what these dudes get, what kind of power they got to shut you down. No matter if you don't have the money. If I ain't. Have I done seen these movies? You come up missing, you ain't on Facebook no more. They gonna have the picture on you. You're like, man, I can't find my child.
Right.
He been missing for such and such days. I'm like, oh, is that the dude that been running his mouth on these political campaigns? Yeah, I see. Come on, miss.
Yeah. All right, man. So, you can go ahead and pick, dog. You let me know. You gonna run this show. So what you want to talk about first? You want to talk about Trump throwing a bitch fit and talk about he going to sue everybody even though he ain't no damn proof of voter fraud at all? Or you want to just talk about, like, you know, Joe and Kamala winning and them instilling hope and, you know, making history?
Man, fuck Trump and his attitude, his temper tantrum.
This motherfucker, hey man, have you heard some of the claims that this motherfucker has made?
This motherfucker, look, you lost. That's it. Motherfuckers came out and voted against you because of your mouth. For real. I mean, that's what it was.
Okay, so you know, one of the things that he was on this thing about, like, voter fraud and all that, and he said he said in Pennsylvania he got it from a source from somebody who was there who told somebody else who told somebody in his campaign who told him that that after the polls were officially closed, they got everybody up out of there, they locked the doors and everything. So he was counting votes election night. He said, somebody walked up into the voting office in Pennsylvania and they dumped 53 ballots on top of the pile afterwards. And those ballots should be counted. I'm like, do you not know how math works? 53 ballots. You ain't lose by 53 ballots. Nowhere.
Trash.
And then the fact that he acting like he don't understand how fucking, he probably don't understand how voting works. The fact that he's like, this doesn't make any sense. How was I leading on Tuesday? And now, since then, my leads are shrinking. Where are all these votes coming from? Because they hadn't finished counting votes and your ass told them to not count early voting and mail-in ballots before they counted the ballots that were on election day. That's how that happened.
It's stupid. I think he knew he was going to lose.
Well, I definitely agree with that.
He knew he was going to lose. You could tell, like, the way everything was going, he was going to lose. Mm-hmm. So his speech and everything was riling people up. Like, you see how many people voted this year? He knew he was going to lose. Looking at the people that voted this year versus his term in 2016. Mm-hmm. I knew Missouri was going to vote red. We already knew that, but it didn't matter. Cause it was a lot more black people voting. Like, their parents was like, "Hey, you better vote." And my mom kept texting me, making sure I voted.
shout out to Stacey Abrams. Speaking of black people voting, Stacey Abrams, who I believe it was in 2014, maybe. It might have been 2016, but she had lost that. Well, she got cheated out of the governor's election of Georgia by Brian Kemp. She basically got cheated up out of there. So she's like, okay, so y'all cheated me with all this damn voter suppression and everything. So since then, she's gotten almost 1 million people registered to vote, her and her organization. And that, in essence, and that was just in Georgia, and that, in essence, right there is what helped flip Georgia blue. Because of all them people that she got registered to vote. So it's like, dude, like, Republicans, y'all need to realize, y'all can't just keep on doing all this shady-ass shit or whatever, and then sitting up and crying when people be like, okay, all right, I bet you won't do that shit again.
Nope.
Bruh, it's just sad, man. It's sad, but I am enjoying a bunch of his supporters, because even on election day, dude, I saw so many people, and me, you, and Will talked about it in the group chat. We saw so many people that we went to high school with, we went to college with, and they ain't never shown, they ain't never shown no inkling of none of that stuff, but they picked election day to fly their Trump flags. You motherfuckers ain't said nothing about Trump before now.
I know why they did it. Because I know Trump supporters.
They thought he was going to win.
No. I know Trump. Some of the Trump supporters personally, some of them. Mm-hmm. And they don't, like, advertise. You know what I'm saying? It's just more I'm Republican and these are my beliefs type of thing. But they never, like, put the signs up or had the flags around. These motherfuckers was doing it to make somebody mad. To see who they could piss off. That's the only reason. Like, come to my house, do something. I'm a Trump supporter. I wish you would. Type of thing. Or I got flags on. I'm a fan. So I'm like, I don't care. Like, you have it. Decorate your car. The weirdo's face on there.
I saw a few people post that shit. Was posting that shit. And yeah, you are right. They were trying to make people mad. Now that I think about it, because a lot of people who was like, they was flying around with like they posted pictures with like them holding they MAGA flags and stuff like that. They talk so MAGA 2020 bitches. Fuck your feelings. And I'm like, okay, you trying to incite people.
And the other thing is, y'all using the American flag. Who said? Who? Don't nobody hate America. America, the reason why people maybe had like pictures of like the American flag on the ground, like, isn't distress. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And not everything, I don't wear anything with the American flag on it anymore because I feel like it's too much.
It's just telling people too or whatever, like, look, man, this ain't what America is supposed to be about. This shit right here, this shit that's been going on for the past 4 years, this ain't what America is supposed to be about. The damn president speaking at rallies, calling people who are protesting social injustice or racial injustice, calling them sons of bitches and saying they should be fired. This ain't what America about, dog. Or at least the dream that y'all have sold us on what America is about.
And we ain't got to wear the, we ain't got to, we in America. Why am I wearing an American flag? I'm American.
And that shit is hella disrespectful too, to wear the flag. It's like any kind of form of wardrobe. Like, let's talk about that. That's more disrespectful than motherfuckers. That's 10 times more disrespectful than motherfuckers kneeling for the anthem.
Right. And the cops wear the all black American flag because that's them. They ain't the American police. I ain't finna wear the stuff on me. I mean, I'm already in the States. Obviously, I'm American. I don't hate the place. I ain't never stress that I hated America. I don't think anybody really has, except the ones they feel like they being betrayed by America. Because, like, the system is, it's kind of messed up. And I've been watching this show called 60 Days In, and I can see, and they had this cop that went into prison for 60 days, and she had a mental breakdown. And I'm like, so these are people that's on beat.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote protect and serve, and she just had a mental breakdown in prison. Whole attitude, like, this, she had this thing about her. Like, I'm like, this is the person that's arresting people. So why? I think now that I look at it, I think all cops should do the 60 days in prison undercover, get treated like the criminals in there, and see how their mental is, just to test their mentality.
Man, who was that? I forget where. I think it was in Georgia. I remember the clip was circulating around. I know I had sent it to y'all a few months back, but during, like, you know, we were having like all the racial protests sprouting up throughout really the world, and it was a police officer in Georgia, and she went live. Excuse me, and was at McDonald's, and she's like, I just went to McDonald's, and, you know, I order what I normally order because, you know, I've been on like a 14-hour shifts or whatever, you know, and I'm just like, I just want some breakfast because I'm like really tired and stuff like that. And then she's like, you know, and you know, they were trying to pay for my food, and I was telling them, you know, don't pay for my food because I don't need that, you know, I'm not a hero. And I'm like, okay, bitch, here we go. You about to keep on talking. Then she started busting out crying and bawling and talking about how they made her wait for her food, and then she didn't even want the food because she thought somebody had poisoned it, because she like, I don't know, maybe somebody poisoned it because I'm in uniform and I'm in my squad car, and they're probably like, oh, that's a cop, we don't like her. And I'm like, bitch, do you really think shit like that happens?
I don't even hate cops. I mean,
number one, you at fucking McDonald's. You damn right you gonna get parked. You should have cooked your ass something at home.
Right. I don't think David Chappelle, he said it. Watch that Saturday Night Live stand up he did. He talked about the cops too. He was like, you got that same stress, the same feeling that you not like. And he talked about most black people. So he's like, I felt it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, because they up to no good and you disrupting their services. I don't even do shit for me not to like a cop. They be messing with regular citizens, like thinking they don't. I'm like, you better go out to them criminals that don't like you. What the fuck you messing with me for?
But see, that's the thing though, B, because these motherfuckers scared of them criminals, dog. They scared of them motherfucking them white militia groups in Montana, in the Dakotas and stuff like that or whatever. They scared of them. So that's why they don't fuck with them. There is no way. And people like, oh my God, they fear for their life. Nigga, y'all ain't scared of black people. Because if y'all was scared of black people, y'all would not treat black people the way that you do. You would treat them like you were scared of them. Like y'all treat these motherfucking white boys with them video game guns. Because they don't try that shit with them, they be on their P's and Q's around them. Even after they arrest them, like with Dylan Roof, who shot up that damn church in South Carolina. Even after they subdued him and everything, they were just like, hey, you hungry? You want to go to Burger King? You want to go to Burger King, little guy? Want a Whopper? Want some chicken fries?
You know, the sad thing about Dylan Roof is he did that to prove a point.
What did he could do? He could do that. Did he ever get like? He did get charged, right?
Yeah, he got charged. He did it to prove a point. But yeah, I think that was in one of the notes he wrote, because he thought they was gonna if he died by cops or something like that. He was like, the cops ain't gonna shoot me. They're gonna take me right to jail. So whatever he wrote in that note,
dude, and the fact that he knew that. Which a lot, I'm thinking a lot of white people know that. A lot, because that's the reason why they do shit like that. They just like, yeah. And when they do get me, they gonna go on ahead and like, they gonna whoop my ass or nothing. Even if I kill a few cops. Because we done seen that too. Like, these motherfuckers be out here killing cops and they still are taken in without a scratch on them.
I ain't never understood that. I was like, dang, if I did, I'd have been dead already. I'd have been Swiss cheese.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, if you even raise your voice at a cop, you at the least you getting your ass kicked.
Right. My heart rate shouldn't go up to 190 when I get pulled over. Like, dang, man, I don't know what this motherfucker gonna do. Right. I know they can hear it in your voice. I think that's why sometimes they just kind of leave you alone. Because they already, some of the guys, not all of them. I know a couple that was like, this was last summer. And it was, the speed limit was 20. And I was tripping. I was going 35. I thought it was 20 for the school zone when school was in session. And I was going 35. And there was a whole bunch of cops sitting there. And the chick pulled me over. And she told me how I was speeding. I was like, man, I'm sorry. I thought it was only for the... while school was in session, but shit, my heart was racing like a motherfucker. I'm like, damn, I don't even know why though. But she let me go. I'm like,
I mean, because that anxiety, and we didn't, I mean, because we done seen countless videos where routine traffic stops ends up with a person going to the damn morgue.
Yeah, I was, especially where I was at. I'm like, damn, it's a chick cop too, and I'm bigger than her.
Yep.
And I had my insurance. I couldn't log. I was like panicking because I couldn't log into my phone to get my insurance information. I'm like, I can't get it.
You know what, man? See, that's why I still make Geico send me an actual physical card, because I be afraid of that too. Because I used to roll around with just like, I got the app on my phone And I'm just like, dude, what if that fucking app don't come up? Or what if I'm somewhere where the reception ain't that good and I can't really get the best signal? Dog, I ain't got no time for that shit. I'm like, nope, here it is right here.
Shit, I wouldn't.
That shit scared me, man. It's like, dude, you gotta be prepared.
Right. Like, this shit crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, man, congratulations to Joe and Kamala. I listened to the speech. Go ahead.
First of all, y'all, she black, she African American and Southeast Asian. All right.
South Asians are technically Indian. Yeah.
That's the Asian. Yeah. So she mixed. This is put it at that. Don't matter what color she is. I mean, some people say she black. She black. I'm just gonna say she mixed.
I mean, if we going by that one drop rule, then yeah, she black.
Just these motherfuckers really focus on that. She ain't black, y'all. I was like, oh, now it's okay. So at first, mixed kids was like, they black. If they got black on, they black. And now the president, she not black. She Indian. More Indian. Hey, man. I'm going to shut y'all punk asses up. Get tired of you.
Hey, bro. I do want to call a few people out because I did see now look, black women, I know that y'all came and y'all saved us. Y'all did. Black women saved the day again with the numbers that they turned out for and voted for Biden, for the Biden Harris ticket. You know, but it's some of y'all who I got to call to the carpet because for the past few months, since it was announced that she was the vice presidential candidate, this was even back when she was running for president. It was so many black women who were like, nah, I can't fuck with her because she be throwing niggas in jail. She was a district attorney. And I'm like, okay, but that was her job, though. But anyway, give me something else. And motherfuckers like, this bitch ain't even black anyway. She a motherfucking get with. She ain't even black anyway. She fooling y'all. Then I be goddamn be yesterday, though, when yesterday rolled around. The same chicks who have for months been talking shit about Kamala. They was like, oh my God, her story is made. Oh my God, that's a black woman. Representation matter. I was like, you bitches make me sick.
Her story.
You was talking shit about this woman like a couple days ago. And some of them a couple days ago. That's how recent it was. And they now it's
they put the Jesse Jackson when Obama got him.
Hey, man.
Yeah, and the president, he started crying after he was talking all that trash.
Nigga, I still don't know. I still don't know how, man, hats off to Obama for even still inviting Jesse. Because after a motherfucker say that they want to cut my nuts off, and I ain't never did nothing to them. Nah, dog. We can't be friends. Nah, don't even try to be cool with me no more.
Right. Like, you mad I made it further than you in the presidential election?
And that's all it was, dog. He was just jealous, man, because Jesse wanted to be the first damn black. Jesse and Al wanted to be the first black president, vice president, or whatever. And it's like, look at this nigga. This motherfucking Kenyan.
How can you stand, walk next to Martin Luther King and then act like that?
Well, I ain't gonna go there. That's what I'm pretty. I mean, I think we've all heard stories. We've all heard stories.
You said it was a setup?
Maybe not that, but, you know, he wasn't as, you know, him and Martin from... things that I've read, again, this is alleged stuff because you kind of can't prove it, but from people who were close and around that time, they were talking about, like, him and Martin was already starting, their relationship was kind of strained or whatever, because Jesse was wanting to take over the movement.
That sounds about right. That's Jesse.
Stop chasing them hoes, Jesse.
He's like, man, let me go. I want to be, because dang, yeah.
Man, but that's kind of like the way a lot of people are, though. They just want to be the man. A lot of people had trouble playing their position.
Well, set your ass up. You know exactly what's going on. Why are you still around, Jesse? Why Martin gone?
Talk about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's just hard. It's encouraging on one end, the fact that, like, yeah, man, we got this fucking tyrant up out of her before he could do even more damage.
Maybe the world will go back to normal.
Dude, it was people online who was calling Biden's speech last night boring and just being a real safe and PC speech. But I'm like, nigga, we need to get back to that. I miss the days of forgetting. Not really forgetting, but being like, oh yeah, Obama is still the president. Hell, even with Bush, baby Bush, I'm like, oh yeah, Bush is still president. Yeah, we need to vote that motherfucker out of here. Not just being like, oh my God, what the fuck did Trump say today?
Right. Ever since Trump became president, I've been seeing like a lot of locusts and stuff. I don't never even see them motherfuckers. I'm like, man.
Them motherfuckers play coming.
But they don't, what they doing around here? Ain't nothing to harvest around here. There ain't no crops. Like, this ain't right. Big ass, thick ass man. I was like, yeah, see. Hey, I was for a second, man. Like, dang, hopefully this shit clear up. My harvest season over with, motherfucker. Go away.
Yeah, man, this shit crazy, man, but I am enjoying these Trump supporters getting mad or just going quiet, because a lot of them motherfuckers just didn't went quiet and ain't said nothing. A few of them just didn't deleted their accounts.
Hey, I'm glad the quiet ones they weren't the rowdy ones. That's like the gung-ho ones. They just vote and it is what it is. Now the ones that like the protests are the ones I'm worried about.
But then again, dude, I don't think they gonna do nothing. I mean, because we see they be out there in them areas where it's predominantly white and they know they can get away with it. Where majority of damn near like 98% of the town is white people.
Because you gotta go downtown to the poorhouse to protest, right? Over there in Clayton, that's where all the major protests happen.
I mean, you can protest anywhere. I guess you got to have some kind of permit, maybe. I don't even know.
To make it make sense, you would have to go out there to the city. Because that's where all of the major courts and stuff is. When you protesting in the suburbs, what's this going to prove? Because 90% of the people agree with you.
Right. But that's the thing though. Like you had previously said though, they do that shit on purpose. They like, yeah, I'm gonna stay over here where I'm safe and protest, and then try to incite these quote unquote thugs and looters to come out here and do something.
Which they not gonna do that.
Exactly.
Because it don't make sense.
Hey man. Can we be real though? A lot of the looting and and crime sprees and stuff that happened this summer during the protest, that wasn't the motherfuckers who was protesting. That was some motherfuckers who was who saw opportunity to slip in and get some shit.
Right. Well, hey, let's go. All of them.
And a lot of that shit wasn't even motherfuckers who even lived in those neighborhoods either. It was motherfuckers who from St. Charles, from St. Peter's, from Wentzville, drive just like with Ferguson, driving up over there and being some rabble rousers, driving up over there and throwing shit at the police or whatever it did, getting the police sparked off or whatever, and then be like, all right, y'all, let's go. We done did our part.
Damn shame, man. Yeah.
I will say this thing though, and then we can move on to something else, whatever other topics we got. I will say this though, Let's be honest, or let's look at it like this. Joe probably is not going to be running again in 2024. Joe will probably be retired. So it's going to be really important for Kamala to at least, you know, I mean, to do her job now, but she needs to start thinking about 2024, because we're assuming that she's going to be the one running on the Dem side. Because Joe probably only got one term left in her, but we, you know, Kamala needs to start thinking about, okay, who am I going to pick as my VP? You know, and I got a short list of people that, you know, she should probably pick, because she going to need to skew younger, and the Democrats need to go more progressive. They need to go more left, because a lot of progressives like myself, like, yeah, man, I'll be like, Democrats need to sack up. Like, I would like to see her pick, like, as a VP, somebody like Nina Turner from Ohio, or like AOC, you know, like give you got to get some progressives up in there, like some young blood who got them fresh new ideas, because as much shit as motherfuckers talked about Bernie knew how to speak to these young people. So you need a disciple of Bernie. Because these young people, I mean, they looking to be they were energized this time to, you know, but yeah, you got to keep them energized. And I'm just trying to call it out, man. I'm trying to speak it into existence. I'm trying to manifest it, as some spiritual chicks be saying. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm going to say that
they be manifesting them demons.
I'm going to say that they are going to legalize weed on a federal level during his term, during these next 4 years.
Hey, if the job market go up and they get a control on how this virus works, they're going to have to get like a, since we get these flu shots, and then we're going to have to get a damn COVID shot now. But then everything go back to normal or some shit like that. If she can do that and work out the taxes and keep gas where it's at, I think she'd be all right.
Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, oh my god. And another thing, if I see one more you broke ass motherfuckers talking about some, man, see why y'all so happy about somebody raising y'all taxes? Y'all hustling backwards, nigga. You not getting your taxes raised? You a fucking hostess at Outback, son.
You just ain't making no money.
Right, shut your broke ass up. Go ahead, come up, nigga. Get you a better motherfucking job.
My taxes, your taxes, what taxes?
Right, what taxes? Your motherfucking 35K a year ass, man. And ain't the fact I'm shitting on them because they making 35K. Because I was once in my life, too. I'm shitting on them because you're uninformed.
It's six figures, stupid motherfuckers. What taxes?
They gonna raise my taxes. No, the fuck they ain't. Quit listening to motherfuckers like 50 Cent and Lil Wayne and Lil Pump.
They rich.
Or Lil Pump.
Except Lil Pump.
Hey, man, I don't know how the fuck this motherfucker even got enough money to still be in that tax bracket to get taxed like that.
He don't. You think he leaving the country? He said he was gonna leave.
Man, well, I mean,
I hope.
He ain't doing nothing.
All right, music trash. You look like one of them shrunken head dolls.
Hey, these motherfuckers talk about they gonna leave the country. I saw one person was like, I can't handle Biden being president. Me and my family are packing up and leaving Alaska. Here we come. I'm like, but Alaska?
Did they say Alaska?
Yes, they said Alaska.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, but Alaska?
Boy, yeah, let them go to Alaska.
What?
Yeah, let them go to Alaska.
I'm like, oh boy, imagine they surprised when they get there and realize that, nigga, you ain't escaped shit. So now you about to be in Alaska going through that funny time that they have where it's like 23 or like 20 hours of darkness.
Yeah,
take your ass.
Nobody say nothing. I hope nobody said nothing to him. I know everybody want to be a smart ass and they got the wits and they just want to get the jokes off. Man, fuck all that joking. Go. Let these motherfuckers be stupid.
Fuck all that joking. Let them leave.
Hey, let them go to Hawaii if they want to.
Nigga, I did see that too. I'm like, number one, at that point, I had to jump in. I was like, you do realize Hawaii is part of the United States, and they voted blue.
Don't say nothing to them. That's how they, that them type of people scary. Because look, if he that stupid, he probably voted blue too.
He ain't even know it.
Yeah. He was probably like, cup rib. Oh, man. Hey, that shit funny to me. Like, how many gang members voted? Nigga. Just based on color.
Shut up, dog. Go ahead, man. Hey, you know what? You know what though? You make it a good point, dog. Because maybe that's why Lil Wayne was like supporting Trump, because you know he a blood, or he at least paid to be a blood.
He paid to be a blood. Hey, man, I can see it now, man. Everybody's like, "Hey, Missouri red, okay? It's the Cardinals, okay?" Is it majority blood? He's like, I'm a blood. Who is Trump? Trump of blood, yeah.
Snoop voted, and Snoop made it clear that he did not vote for Trump. So you know, I mean, he a crip, right. So he voted blue.
That makes sense. Hey,
nigga, I hate when you make sense on this stupid shit.
I told you.
Niggas.
Ain't no Crips vote Republican.
God damn, dog. All right, you, yeah.
Hey, I wish we did skits, dog. You can see this. I wish that dude who be doing the videos, Supreme Dream or whatever. I wish you would have did a video based on that shit. Because I would have. Like the Crips celebrate. They're like, yeah, we damn right. We a blue state, cuz.
Bring out y'all blue rags, man.
Yeah, we ain't never going to that state. They full red.
Snoop need to re-release that Mega America Crip again.
Yeah. Crip night. Hey, with the Crips, they be putting that little wheelchair emoji up. I don't know what that means, dog.
Go ahead, man. I don't know.
You remember that when I said that this one dude that Snoop song IG, he was like, yeah. And he put the wheelchair emojis down. I said, see, man. He said, hey, I know you and I ain't one, but I don't know what that means.
The handicap side or whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck
either. I wanted to ask him. I was like, that might be a violation. Hey, man. Funny. Cause like, hey. Oh, cause he talked about shoes, like this is stuff, and he was like, I can't. It's too red. I can't do all red. It's too much red. I'd be like, all right. That might the bug's hard though. He's like, it's too much red.
So people really still be doing it, huh?
That's the neighborhood. My buddy tell me happy C-Day.
That's crazy.
I know a bunch of them, but I just like...
Okay, I mean...
Family members, I don't talk to you just like that.
And they hit that happy C-Day.
I'd be cracking up, man, because I'd be like, oh, man. It's like, hey. Okay.
Hey, man, that remind me of Big John. That remind me of Big John, that character. He got Balvin Bunnyham.
Oh, Balvin Bunnyham. I'm like, what? Hey, when he did the DuckTales, Sue, you know, I ain't never forget that. That shit stuck in my head. He said DuckTales, Sue Boop. Hey, that shit good. Hey, y'all, I need to watch that dude, Big John. That shit funny.
Go ahead, look.
Hey, that DuckTales, Sue Boop got me. I stopped the video. I couldn't watch it no more. I was like, why they do my favorite cartoon like that? I was like, now that's going to be stuck in my head, man. Every time the song would come on, man, because I still watch DuckTales on Disney Plus. Oh, man. Y'all gang members, man. Y'all cool. Y'all funny, man. Y'all make some good jokes. I mean, ain't nothing funny about y'all. I'm just...
I was about to be quiet. I'm like, I don't know where you going with this.
It's like, just the situations is be like funny when you think about it. Y'all got some comedy material out of it.
I was going to say, no, I'll be very tread, very lightly. Yeah. Lightly, because
I don't want nobody with no locs on coming out to me.
I ain't trying to be in no drive, no dry car. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Hey, see? Wait, but was you making fun of Bloods or Crips? Man, look, can we just not make fun of either?
I ain't making fun of none. I'm just this situation, like this stuff, like the game members go through. Like, it just, like, in your head, you like, man, I could make. I guess it's so much material. This should just be funny, like Big Jai did with the Bloods. And yeah. I'm like, man, one of these cats got to do the election with the red and blue states.
You know what, though? I think you may be on to something, dog. I don't know how the hell we could do it because we only got our phones to film this shit, so it'll probably look real janky. We should do that. Hey, we should make Will go ahead and film that joint, and we just dress up in blue and red, and then be like, "Nah, cuz this, nah, blood."
Hey, do the whole voting thing, like, oh man, somebody walk up to, hey, who we vote? We vote Cook, yeah. Who was that? Biden. Oh yeah, I don't even know what he do, but that's
you walk up in. When you up in there registering and everything, giving them your ID and all that, you throwing up them C's.
Right. You know who up there?
You at the booth like, yeah, come real. But then you I come walking in wearing all red. Like, then we make eye contact. Like, what the fuck this nigga doing here?
I start throwing up gang signs. Y'all learn a lot. I'll be watching these shows, these documentaries, man. Look.
Shit. Oh, man. Shout out to Dub, man. That made me just think about something, man. Shout out to Dub C, who has the best Crip walk of all time. It is so underrated.
Is he a Crip or a Blood? Because he was always wearing red, but he was always C walking.
Shit, I thought he was a Crip because he was seawalking.
I don't know. See, that's why I said gang lines be. I think people just be. It's entertainment at this point.
Nigga, when the last time you seen a Blood Crip walk?
Dub C.
Nah, well, we don't know if Dub C is.
I thought Blueface was a Blood because he did the video with Cardi B, and he said
his name is Blueface.
he was up there talking about Cardi B. They did the video together and stuff, and she was like, yeah, she a Blood. He said she a Blood too. So I'm like, okay, you don't know how to use a sentence, but you smart, but I don't know.
You know what though? She actually might be a Blood. I know she hang real tough even before she got famous. She was hanging real tough with that star Brim. You know about the Star Brim?
New York got some funny ass gangs, man. I can't keep up with them. They should be renaming shit. That don't make sense.
Star Brim is she's a well known. She's like, I think, like one of the most famous. I guess you could be famous for that. Mm-hmm. She's one of the most famous female gang members.
If she ended up on a documentary, is she famous?
So you have heard of Star Brim, then. See, hey man, Starbrand. Hey, I've never seen a woman who is so attractive who I would never date if I had the chance.
Man, you would never know though, because some of them don't present themselves because they trying to set you up.
Nah, fuck all that, nigga. Star making clear she a motherfucker Blood.
decorated with this. She made a decoration of bloods. She was decorated out.
Chicks like that kind of scary, dog, because that's like dating a cop almost or whatever. Like, yeah, you don't break up with them. They break up with you when they find somebody else. Like, if you unhappy with dating a gang member, then oh well.
Man, who worse, man? The gang member females or just the females from the East Coast, period?
Nigga, I mean, ain't all females from the East Coast gang members?
I think they just be acting tough sometimes. And you just don't know what to do.
They've at least dated 5 gang members.
Because I was watching the skit that Country Wayne did, the chick from the East Coast telling his brother what to do. I was like, I can't do that. She rough. She big. She make a motherfucker say, hey, he can't see you no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And so be punching their head when they talking to you.
Hey, if you see a chick that walk up to you that's dressed like Aaliyah, just from the East Coast, nope. Yeah, you wear the skull cap and the Tim. Hey, just run. Just be their friend.
Nah, fuck all that. I don't want to be that bitch friend. I'm leaving. I'm running. I'm like turning away and literally running.
I used to work with this dude. I still talk to him. He from Jersey. And I was like, that's what you like? This dude kind of weak. He was like, I can't stay in the same room with me. He like the women back home. I'm like, that's what you like? You want some chick talking to you like that?
Man, getting all up in your face with them like, my nigga.
Hey, son.
Hey, man. I saw one video of this chick from Philly, and she was hollering at dudes, and nigga, she scared me so much the way she was hollering at nigga. She's like, what's up with you? What's up with you? I don't want to talk to you no more. What's up with your homie? What's up with him? Come over here, let me go ahead and see what that dick do. I'm like, nigga, I'm scared.
She about to take it.
I know.
I'm like, wait a minute, I ain't trying to get a ticket. Like, what the fuck is this?
And she looked like the type of chick that would have had took some dick because she wasn't very attractive.
Yeah, ain't nothing you can do about it. You put yourself in a situation, she finna take it.
Not that attract, because I mean, even unattractive women got dudes who they can call right now to fuck them. But she seemed like the type of chick that wouldn't take no for an answer, like you said, or whatever. Like, she saw punch her hand, like, my nigga, you better give me some dick, or I'm going to go have my cousins come over here, and they going to shoot your ass. Do you want to get shot?
Like, dang. Like, some motherfucker ain't that bad? Mm-hmm. I was like, look, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I ain't going to be able to get up, because you got me, my blood pressure that went down.
That pressure? Hey, that's... that's what them old niggas be saying. Hey, man, there's so many old niggas out here who are danger of dying because they don't want to take their BP medicine because they're like, nah, nigga, they be fucking with my dick. Like, man, if your old ass don't take this shit before you end up dying, worried about getting a motherfucker hard on.
Right. And then they for the mess around and take a Viagra pill to die.
Nigga.
Like, yeah, you gotta be kidding me.
That still remind me of the time I took that motherfucker Yohimbine, however you pronounce that shit, nigga. Yeah. I fucked up that night. I took that shit. I took probably 4 of them.
Ugh.
Out the gate, nigga. Man, my motherfucking nigga. I literally saw my heart beating through my fucking shirt, dog. I was scared as shit. I thought I was gonna die that night, man, because a motherfucking breezy was supposed to come through, and then she canceled on me, nigga. I'm telling you, man. Go and take a shot, y'all, because I was beating my dick like a research monkey that night. I gotta do something to calm myself down. I went on motherfucking Pornhub and found me like a whole damn porn movie that was about like 2-3 hours. Yeah, nigga. watch the whole fucking thing.
Hey, you just...
nigga, that yo hip bay had me fucked up, nigga. I'm like, I ain't taking this shit no motherfucking
more. But you had to take it 30 minutes prior or some shit like that. You couldn't wait till she came.
Because I got it from one of my partners had told me about it because he was like, yeah, man, you take some of this or whatever. Like, yeah, man, you be ready to fuck all night, like, and this shit natural. I'm like, okay. Man, I don't give a fuck if that shit is natural, dog. Nah, that shit'll make you have a heart attack.
Yeah, because it's putting all that blood in it for the fucking on one spot.
Nigga, I'm like, nah, man, I threw that bottle away and I ain't took none of that shit since then. Mm-hmm. I'm scared. Nigga, like, that shit, man. Nigga, I saw my motherfucking heartbeat through my chest. Nigga, that's the first time I ever saw the shot. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what them boys always be telling you, because I be wondering, I'm like, do they be doing this shit in cuts, or did they just be going, like, this long? Because I be like, this shit kind of nasty, because I was like, I know he just didn't stick his dick in her ass and then put it in her mouth in the same take.
I think they cut it, but who knows, man? Some of these motherfuckers is nasty, though. Some of these motherfuckers is nasty, and, like, that's, like, a big thing, doing the whole taking it out of their ass and putting it in her mouth or whatever, and just letting her suck it off.
But then that's food. Like, that's a stomach flu.
Nigga, that's motherfucking salmonella.
As soon as I see that, I was like, yep. Yeah. I'm like SpongeBob, turning it off. Because my mind, you start thinking too much. Is that what you be doing, Max? Explain. Is that what happened? Need you to email in on that one.
This nigga, man. I think, did Max email in and say that he liked doing that shit? Like, that make him feel powerful or some shit? Like, fucking chicks in the ass and then sticking it in their mouth? Nigga, you just shudder, nigga.
Yeah, he's still talking to him again, too. Like, dang. They feel, see if they, I guess they, technically they eat ass. I don't know.
Well, I mean, don't everybody eat ass now?
I don't know about everybody.
Oh, okay. for those of us who partake in cunnilingus, I'm pretty sure you'd ate some ass eventually. You know, why you down? I mean, it's just an occupational hazard. Why you down? I mean, your tongue gonna go down there eventually. This would probably be a better conversation to have with somebody else. Let's move on.
Probably, because I was just like, what kind of tongue you got?
Nigga, what the fuck you, hold up. Nah, wait a minute. We is not going, nope. Because see, now I feel like you're trying to slander me. What you mean, what kind of tongue I got?
I'm just saying, like, did you talking in general? I'm talking in general.
Nigga, I'm just saying, dog. When you be down there, I mean, you doing it right, you eating up like it's a feast, you know. You know, every now and then it might happen. Sometimes so, intentional.
You going venom down there? Like, you got the one in the venom tongue. You just like, never mind. Yeah, move on.
I mean, go and hike that ass up off of the bed or whatever, a little bit or whatever, and go ahead and give it a quick lick back there. I mean, as long as you messing with this woman, you know she clean. Because you already down. Because if you already down there, you can smell if you know if she maybe ain't the freshest. So, you know, lick it a little bit. Let her go on ahead and call you a couple nasty motherfuckers and shit. See, you know.
That's a show picture, the venom tongue. Next.
Shit. You know, go ahead and lick it, maybe stick a finger up in there while you eating them Scooby snacks. As Max say, Max a fucking idiot. he called a girl pussy a Scooby snack. Nigga, I ain't forgot. I just thought so much of Max lingo since we started this show.
I knew he was gonna be an influence.
right. So yeah. Hey man, we so stupid, dog. We do. We were sitting here literally talking about nothing for over an hour. Nigga, we the Seinfeld of podcasting.
Right. Serenity now.
You're killing independent George. I'm a fucking festivalist.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh shit. Okay, so you got anything for sports already? I ain't got nothing. I don't think. I mean, Khabib retired. That's all I got.
Khabib retired. Ain't nothing for real happening to UFC. I mean, it was a fight night yesterday. This dude got his ear ripped off.
Damn.
They going to sew, because, you know, the cauliflower kind of tore his ear. They going to sew that shit back on. Y'all know football. Ain't nothing exciting going on in that motherfucker. For real. the Steelers is what, 7-0 right now? They out here bragging on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about they've been playing all the hard teams and the Chiefs haven't. But this is what I was told. Steelers been playing all the hard teams and the Chiefs been playing high school teams pretty much.
Man, get the fuck. Dude, you can't control who the fuck you play.
Right.
This ain't like college football where you at least got some kind of decision, or you can pick and choose like your opponents for at least 1 to 3 games of the season, and you could just schedule some cupcakes. Nigga, the Steelers just got a schedule that was based on like a bunch of different factors like other teams. So right. I hate when they use that for pro stuff. Like, they ain't played nobody. Nigga, they ain't playing nobody. Nigga, it ain't they fault that the teams they played was trash.
Right.
It ain't they fault that they gotta play the Cleveland Browns twice a year and the Bengals twice a year.
I told it. I was like, yeah, y'all Steelers, so y'all ain't going to the Super Bowl. Watch it be the Eagles again.
Man, have you seen the Eagles this year?
They like 3-6, ain't they? What's going on with the old Slick Hair? What's his name?
Nigga, Slick Hair. Wait a minute.
You got this dude
that. Who the fuck is Slick Hair, nigga? You gonna have to describe this shit. Describe him. Are you talking about Jalen Hurts?
Nah, Sierra's husband.
Okay, so you talking about Russell Wilson with the Seattle Seahawks.
See, I'm tripping.
Hey, you know what? We so fucking ignorant, dude, because I when you said Slicker, I knew you were talking about somebody light skinned.
I forgot. This one, he played for this. He sure do, man. I'm tripping.
Hey, see, I'm a balling this year, though. They not undefeated, but they balling. Russ having a good season. Like, and he got some motherfucking weapons, nigga.
They got them red jerseys. I was like, uh-oh. I ain't never seen them with no damn red jerseys.
Man, they sued out.
Seattle Sue Hawks.
The Seattle Sue Woos.
Oh man.
Oh shit. Yeah, they really. I think the NBA season is gonna be. They haven't fully agreed yet, but the NBA season is supposed to be coming. Like I think. I think they say coming like Christmas week or like the day after Christmas. That's when they're gonna start the NBA season.
They're bringing all the teams back.
See, I don't know if they're gonna do the bubble again or not. I guess it depends on, you know, what's going on. But they gonna. I think they said they're gonna do like a 72 game season.
That's gonna be boring. But they don't bring.
It's only 10 games less than what they normally play in the regular season.
I mean, if they don't bring all the teams, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see what the Nets going to do.
They got to bring all the teams back. Especially like a team like the Nets. A team like the Nets. Because, you know, KD coming back.
Is he coming back this year?
I mean, he was like Drake. He was shooting in the gym. Mm.
They got a so there's a lot of hype around that team. So they, I want to see what that's all about.
Nigga, hey man, come on, dog. Go ahead, go. You just don't want to talk shit now. Y'all like the Nets, man. Y'all want them to win nothing.
I ain't say I wanted them to win. I just want to see what the hype gonna be about.
Nigga, you ready to party as soon as they lose in the playoffs.
Nigga, play KD and Kyrie. Uh-oh. I'm like, okay.
This gonna be the Clippers part two.
Right.
Nigga, your ass was so happy when the Clippers lost. You were so happy, dog. I'm like, damn.
Kyrie Leonard was gonna be the saver. I'm like, okay. The Karate Kid ain't gonna make it.
You wanted him to fail.
If you're hyping that man up, man, stop it.
Jimmy Butler is too. He ain't nobody.
Until he go to the Lakers and play with LeBron.
There you go. So what you gonna do when LeBron retire, man? Who you gonna root for then?
Sure, I guess I'm done, man. And I told you, only reason I went to LeBron because Shaq was on that team. That's how I became his father. I was like, oh, he's cool, but I just don't see nobody else.
Nigga, because Shaq was on that team.
The Cavaliers.
Nigga, the ghost of Shaq? Shaq wasn't even Shaq.
You know what I did? I followed Shaq to the Cavaliers.
God damn. I was like,
oh, LeBron. I was like, oh,
motherfuckers, would they be sorry? Shit.
Hey, fan, man. I said that. That's why I was like in the party chat, or the message, group message. I was like, man, if Shaq was Shaq, hitting LeBron would have dominated. Like, he would have got LeBron green.
Dude, because especially back then, we talked about that was like young LeBron, and he was still leading the Cavaliers to the playoffs. And then, like, 1 year, he led them to the finals.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that's when I began. So, I was like, damn, that dude, he almost like Jordan.
So if he just had like one more serviceable player with him back then, he would have been winning. He would have had at least won one championship before he went to Miami.
Yeah, but everybody was mad when he left the Cavalier. I'm like, who's really a Cavalier fan? I'm like, oh shit, I'm leaving too. Where are you going?
Shit, I'm leaving too. That might be the title of the episode with that Venom bitch. I'm leaving too. Shit.
I did that shit with Shaq. I mean, I'm like, cool. I'm Shaq, that's a championship team. I'm just still riding.
Oh my God. This nigga stupid.
I mean, I probably root for LeBron. Ty, I probably root for Tatum since he's from the hometown.
I was gonna say, or you gonna switch it up and maybe by the time LeBron retire, Bronny James, he might be in the league. You gonna switch over to root for him, or you gonna wait to see if he's sorry or not?
I mean, he probably gonna come in there and dominate though,
nigga. Why?
He ain't no the Ball family ain't gonna fail like them.
Nigga, why they gotta get a shot in? Hey man, you was a petty nigga, man.
You was gonna do it. So I had shots fired first.
Hold up. Nigga, I wasn't gonna talk about it. I ain't thought about the Ball family.
Well shit. Look, I had to bring it up. You thinking it too though. That's how I said it. Yeah, you right.
Nigga.
No.
No. I did not think that at all. Oh, shit. Hey, man. I ain't fuck with you no more. Damn. Shit. Yeah, I gotta go. Okay. I got my throwback of the week, though. My throwback of the week is actually sponsored by a friend and official Uptown ENT boy, our man Will. Throwback of the week comes from E40. I got a mirror in my pocket and I practice looking hard in. I know that ain't the actual song title, but I'm black, so.
I got a mirror in my pocket.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey, he had Tupac in that video? Mm-hmm.
E 40.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, E40 is a motherfucking national treasure, dude. E40 don't get enough respect for everything that he has brought to the game.
Right. He rapped a little bit better to me back then than his new stuff.
How so?
It's just sound different now versus then. Like you could back then you could understand everything he was saying. This shit was just hit. And now I think he's just doing that shit just because, like Busta Rhymes, just rapping fast for no reason.
Why? You know what? As soon as I asked you how, I was like, watch this motherfucker, because you've been shitting on Busta for like the past 2 weeks, and I don't know why.
You listen to that shit?
Nah, I ain't listen to it, dude. But you come.
I ain't got nothing against Busta. I mean, old Busta, yeah. I mean, just leave it.
Leave it alone. Stop rapping.
This is his CD. It's taking all his old songs and chopping them up. Hoo-ha, I got you all in check. And then he'll start rapping. He got a Old Dirty Bastard verse on there. I'm like, see.
No.
It's a mixed CD tribute type of thing, like to old Busta Rhymes. And then he got political on there, and then, you know, he do the Busta Rhymes, and I hit him and hit him and I'm like, no. I mean, that's a song with him. And I was like, he just did that for no reason at all.
What? Hold on. What'd he say?
I don't know. He tried to do the tongue twister. I'm like, nah, bro. This don't even fit. It ain't like that one song he did, Look At Me Now. It wasn't like that.
Nigga, that sounded just like Look At Me Now.
It sounded lazy.
Nigga, that shit. I can't even do it like you, dog. You got it.
Shit was lazy, man. I was bad. I'm like, I don't listen to this shit. I'm like, you something got to save this CD.
Oh, man. You got it, dog.
Eminem on there. He saved it. You got Chris Rock on there. You got a 20-minute intro before you even get to the rap. I had to skip that. I'm like, I ain't got time for that.
That's the way the intros used to be back in the day. I saw that. That's just part of Busta being old school. Because, you know, the intro, you know, these young dudes don't do intros no more.
They don't do skits either.
Nigga. I was just
really got the whole CD,
nigga. Like, dude, that used to be the best. That used to be the best, man. I'm up because you, man. Motherfuckers spit that fire on the motherfucking intros, dog. And I know you don't like him, B, or you didn't like him at one time. But the last great intro we got was from Meek Mill. I take that back. That was the last great intro for a while. And then that motherfucking Eminem came out. That motherfucker, was it the premeditated murder? Dog, that motherfucking intro, crazy.
Alfred Hitchcock intro?
Yes. That motherfucking beat hit, and then M came in doing his M shit? Man, that crazy. Crazy.
You see that video Benzino did? Did he just Eminem on?
Nigga, I ain't see that shit, dog. I wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't for you.
This motherfucker, it came up on the hip hop news. I'm like, Benzino, I thought this dude was gone. This dude come, I guess he been working out too. You know, I guess when motherfuckers start working out, they got to make videos. They got to do their rap video with their shirt off, like D'Angelo.
Damn, nigga. Everybody, you got the chopper today. Everybody getting hit.
Yeah, this motherfucker, he got the abs and stuff, but it didn't. This stomach looked like a Ninja Turtle shell.
God, the abs. You think he got the ab implants?
He probably did.
He got the or he just got that GH. He got that GH good.
He got that bebop and rock steady belly with that.
God damn.
He tried to cut. How you gonna be cut with no neck?
Hey man. Hey, look, dude. You gonna get us shot. And by us, I mean you. Cause
we gonna be right next to each other.
Nah, nigga, we ain't hung out at all this damn time. But now when you gonna get shot, you wanna hang out every week. Nah, nigga.
Hey, I need protection. Nah, man, these motherfuckers come after me and see what happens.
Yeah, you gonna get shot. And you gonna call the police.
Call it before then. But look.
There we go. Hi. Hey, I ain't mad at you, dog. Hey, look her, dog. You a taxpayer. Call the police.
Right. Like, yeah. Now you want to call the police. Like, first of all, I wasn't on social media saying F the police and I don't need them. Second of all, I pay the taxes around this motherfucker.
Right. You damn right. I expect for no motherfuckers to come and protect me.
Because the listener, I was like, I didn't go on social media saying nothing, no derogatory statements against y'all. Yes, motherfuckers, I need help and I'm going to call you.
Right. We are not against all cops. We're just against those thugs.
Yeah. Like, dang, of course we're gonna call the cops when we need help. I mean, just don't.
Yeah. I never did understand that motherfucker logic or whatever. Like, don't call the police like that. Like, that's not like a cool thing to do if you black, I guess.
Nah, I'm calling cops, man.
Nigga, you damn right, nigga. I done called the cops plenty of times in my life.
I be looking. I'm like, look, fuck with me. You might be one of them dark skinned motherfuckers they shoot. I'm calling. I don't look.
Stiff. And on that note,
that's the controversy. I mean, let me fix this.
I think the only way you can fix it is by just moving on and giving your throwback show or movie of the week. I think that's the only way you can fix this, sir.
I'm at my wits end. Because I be messing with, like David Chappelle said, man, I just be messing with motherfuckers. You say, like, the ignorant and shit, like, yeah, you might be the motherfucker, him fucking with me. Like, you do something stupid. I expect you to do the same thing to me. If I came and I stole something or whatever, yeah, I was like, hey. I'll be looking at him, like, you gonna commit this? And I ain't trying to get shot. And I don't even mean by you or that person. I meant by the people in blue. Look, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm with you, dog. I'm with you, bro.
I got this fucking throwback song, man. This song don't get enough attention. And they go hard, too, still to this day. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Days of Our Lives.
We talk as ruggish niggas always.
Mm-hmm. And then the way it start off, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. We in the turn of warfare.
Man, that was a criminally slept on. Wasn't that like a double disc too?
Did they put that on Art of War?
Was that the other one?
I think it's totally on Set It Off.
Oh, really?
I think it was on Set It Off Town Trick. I don't think I can't remember if they put it on the Art of War. No, they didn't put that on the Art of War. They put Look Into My Eyes, which actually, I don't know if y'all remember, Look Into My Eyes is part of the Batman soundtrack, Batman and Robin. And the Batman and Robin version didn't have the Crazy Bone extended verse on there.
I know this shit fake, but why did somebody make a fake damn tweet of Trump talking about some run me back my 1200 ungrateful niggas?
Dang.
I know this shit fake, but this shit.
Hey, speaking of the 1200, you think Biden gonna run that 1200? The double standard that Trump had in the works.
I saw a chick that had on Facebook. She literally tagged the motherfucker. She tagged Joe. She tagged Joseph R. Biden and was like, hey, congratulations on winning. Can we go on ahead and talk about you get another 1200? And she called that nigga stinker butt and did a kissy face emoji. I said, yeah.
You sucking up big time, huh?
I said, yeah, niggas. Niggas don't care. Niggas like, look, that 1200 was a long time ago.
They trying to get these Jordans coming out in December.
Oh, nigga. Nigga, you better use that mother. Nigga, you better use Afterpay like everybody else. Motherfucker, break that shit up in the fours, nigga. Fuck all that.
Right.
Oh, man. He said ungrateful niggas. excuse me. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, that's it for me.
Oh, shit. All right. I don't think anything else has happened. Let me do a quick check because we got that bag of something to be that happened. Yeah, ain't nothing worthwhile have. Oh, RIP King Von. I never listened to any of his music. I heard of him before, but I never listened to any of his music. But apparently he died Friday or Saturday. Doing like a shootout. So RIP to him, man. I just hate people dying. People dying young. I mean, I know I've seen a lot of people say, well, he rapped about that shit. So that's just what happened. But it's just kind of like, man, you know, he had parents, you know, shit like that. So.
Hey, like, he be on a lot of Lil Durk stuff. I think he was signed with Lil Durk.
Yeah, man.
He didn't really rap about that stuff, though. He rap just like normal shit, like with the stuff that he didn't see. You know what I'm saying? But he was also beefing with somebody. Somebody else that got shot in like Chicago, and mm-hmm. somebody he was beefing with, and I think they returned the favor.
Damn,
that's why I said, man, it should be going back and forth, pick and choose your battles. Like, you can't just shoot somebody and then you think it's gonna end from there, it's gonna keep going. It's just a cycle of revenge,
right? Yes, and you know what? I mean, I know people, but when you, man. That's the thing, man, with revenge, dog. Revenge seems good, but at the end of the day, really, you lose too. It ain't just that person who you get revenge on. You lose as well.
Yep. If it's worth it to you, you ready? Man, I guess more power to you.
Yeah. It's just like you need to think a whole, you need to really think before you pull that trigger, man, for real. Like, think about, because it ain't just going to end with you pulling the trigger. Like, it's a whole lot more to go. Yeah, RIP to him, man. 26 years old. Damn. And again, RIP to Alex Trebek.
RIP. Yeah. Hunter.
Yeah. Man, just prayers to everybody, family, whatever. And just RIP to, you know, just people who ain't everyday names who we done lost this week just due to COVID or whatever other kind of stuff, gun violence, just getting sick and stuff. Joe, just, man, keep y'all head up, man. We do got some, but hey, we did get that good news. So hopefully the holiday season won't be as bad as it was back in 2016, because I was depressed. I was depressed, dog. I wasn't even mad. I was more so depressed when that dude got in here.
You know, I just motherfucker was gonna run out of wood. Like, you just saw so many other people just change colors.
Right.
Personalities and trains, like, oh, I'm protected now, but who? You just came out and all y'all motherfuckers was still getting in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah, why did they think they was gonna be protected by him? That never really jived with me. I'm like, what? I never heard him say that he was gonna start protecting them.
Yeah, I wish you would do something to me. I'm calling the cops. I'm gonna assault.
Did they just have a white people meeting and they was like, hey, look, Trump gonna protect us. Don't even worry about it.
Right, you running people over at rallies and stuff like that. Like, dang.
Yeah.
Anybody forget about that in Charlotte when the charger ran that lady over? Like, he wasn't gonna get in trouble.
Man, yeah, dude. And then, why did he run her over though? Like, I don't think we ever got to the bottom of that. Just because she was out there protesting, just because she was out there protesting, white supremacy. Like that's enough. That's enough to get people ran over. Like, motherfuckers crazy. Motherfuckers real crazy, and they just need to go.
Yep.
But yeah, man. Appreciate all of y'all, man. Appreciate all of y'all for listening in. Yeah, man. I know a few people wanted to hear from us or whatever, because yeah, we may have a small base right now, but yeah, we got an audience of people who fuck with us. And I'm glad that they was able to pull it off, because if they, man, if Trump would have had one dog, I probably wouldn't have wanted to do the show for like 2 weeks. I go in front. Because my damn energy would have been gone. But thankfully, Sleepy Joe and Kamala, the South Asian giant. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, nigga. Give me some props, nigga. Yeah. I snuck some wrestling in her.
Wrestling trash. I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't fuck with them dudes right now. Yeah, man. B, you got some final words for the people?
Hey, don't never let nobody tell you your vote don't count.
Man, I thought you was about to say something real ignorant.
Your vote obviously counted. If you voted to make America crip again, your vote it count.
Hey, we all crips today.
Yeah, we all crips today. Your vote counted. We voted blue.
Man, I thought you was about to say something real weird. I thought you about to say, hey, don't let these bitches tell you that you can't stick it in their ass and put it in their mouth or something like that.
That's some shit. That's hey, for you, Max, yeah, don't let them tell you that. Hey, make sure you ask first.
Nigga, you think Max asked for permission on anything? I think Max just do shit and just wait to be told no. And Max ain't one of the type of niggas where you gotta tell him no like 4 or 5 times, like before he be like, oh, you really don't want me to do this? Okay. And he still may try and pull a whoopsie and try and do it again.
Hey, oh motherfucker, I said stop.
Right. Oh baby, you know I'm old, my mind bad. I can't form short term memories no more.
That's what Bill Cosby said. You gonna end up where he is.
Oh shit! Oh, so you wait a minute. Hold up. So you finally admit that Bill did it.
I wasn't there. I don't know what happened.
Or he might have done it. Or we at least entertained it that it could have happened.
The only reason why I'm saying R. Kelly did it is because they got tapes and I guess shit. Look, with Bill Cosby, this shit came out of nowhere. When did you find out?
Back when Hannibal Buress had talked about it.
Yeah, but other than that, did nobody know?
Yeah, well, comedians knew. I think other comedians knew or whatever, but then it was just like, Hannibal Gay.
Was the girls just talking about it? Or was they doing it?
I think it's one of them things where it's kind of like with any kind of like job or whatever. It's just like, yeah, if you work with somebody, even if you don't work with them directly, motherfuckers be talking.
But what about these motherfuckers from the different world? On this set, they worked on the set. He never touched like Rudy, Denise, Vanessa, none of them. Well, shit. He didn't do nothing. I know he had to work with them, but you know.
Well. You know, maybe he wasn't trying to rape them.
Dude, he did it back in his Spy versus Spy days, or I Spy, whatever it was shit called.
Nigga, I don't know. This nigga probably been dirtbagging for years. But it was, you know what? But speaking of the Cosby Show, man, it was something kind of funky going on, dude. Because Lisa Bonet left the show, and she ain't came back for no reunions or nothing. And she like don't fuck with any of them people on this show for real.
Oh, it's because Cosby did her wrong. You know what happened though, right? He took her off the show off a Different World because you know she was dating Lenny Kravitz and she got pregnant. She didn't want
to give him none.
No. He was she was pregnant on Different World, mm-hmm. and he didn't like that, so he kicked her off the show. That's mm-hmm. what this was from her mouth. This is her mouth.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? See, that's my biggest thing about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was acting so holier than thou, and this nigga out here being a motherfucking one of the most prolific rapists of all times. That's what pissed me off about it.
And why didn't they come? I don't understand why they ain't come forward then. Like, what happened? Y'all wait till motherfucker 7 years old.
You acting stupid, dog. You know that motherfucker was powerful with shit like that. They probably tried him up. Was like, Bill Cosby, America's dad. Bitch, get out of here. The police.
He was
doing.
He was around everybody. The kids funniest. Kids say the darnest things. He was on a lot of shit.
Dude, back then, man. Back then, and even still to this day, you know, even with new allegations, motherfuckers don't even be willing to entertain the fact that this motherfucker might have did that shit. Or just shutting the fuck up and being like, you know what, I ain't gonna say nothing until all the evidence is clear. Or how about I just don't say nothing until the court case comes?
And I guess he didn't. People was just speaking for him. And then these women just came out the woodwork. I'm like, dang.
Because like, and Hannibal. Hannibal out of him. Hannibal doing real. God's work, man. Fuck what you talking about.
Hannibal came out and just was like, damn, man, Bill. All right. It is what it is.
Hannibal was probably feeling like me or whatever, like, this motherfucker acting like he don't do shit wrong and always talking down to people. This nigga be raping bitches. He be raping.
Mm-mm. So that they took him down, they took R. Kelly down. Who else got taken? They finally got him. What's his name? Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, this old fake crippled ass.
He tried to pull that Suge Knight. No, Suge act like he was blind.
And then R. Kelly was in there crying in jail. He want to get out because coronavirus. I'm like, first of all, if anybody bringing coronavirus in there, it's the COs and stuff. Because your motherfuckers don't leave the jail.
I want to leave the jail.
That nigga R. Kelly, they interview with Gayle King, man. He's like, y'all killing me with this shit.
Hey, I thought that was one of them. I thought that was gonna be one of his videos next.
That nigga said, "Y'all killing me with this shit. I'm fighting my motherfucking life."
I was like, "Is he gonna sing?"
That nigga was so mad. He was so mad that he was getting caught, dog. Say yuck! It's y'all fault that you was raping motherfuckers.
Man, they was like, we can't write no cue cards for this dude because he can't read.
God damn! Hey, wait a minute. How can he not read? But they, well, you know what? That's me being ignorant. Like, how can he not read? But they was talking like he wrote all these songs. But I guess you ain't gotta be able to write. You could just sing them right, and they'd be like, yeah, do it like this. He was.
I don't know. I don't believe that he could read. I don't believe he went this whole time without reading. That's just like OJ can't even fit the glove.
I believe he can read. He probably just can't read that well. Kind of like a Floyd Mayweather type of thing.
Now listen to these songs he's been writing. He can rhyme. He know metaphors. I don't believe that shit. If he writing writing songs with B2K. That was hits. He wrote all kind of songs for Aaliyah. Aaliyah couldn't even sing for real. Y'all gonna hate me, but still. He made her famous. He taught her how to sing on the tone. And y'all gonna hate me because I said she can't sing for real. This chick came to St. Louis and sang live. And everybody that went to that concert was disappointed.
And everybody who went to that concert also, the day that she died, was walking around school, you know, like R.I.P. Aaliyah, after they talked shit about her for the months after that concert was over.
Right. That's when you just kind of learn it. You learn about music. They sound good on the radio and in mm-hmm. videos, but they really yeah. can't sing.
Them studio acts. They can
become a good star. That's why I miss back in the days, like, they a good star. Nowadays, you're, I'm like, shut up. It's not how music works.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, this motherfucker was writing hit after hit after hit. He knows, like, man, I ain't let that dude fool you. He can read. He ain't no Floyd Mayweather. This motherfucker can read.
Nigga, I'm not saying, like, Floyd can read. He just not good at it.
But he not good at reading. I think R. Kelly good at reading. I think he just pretending, trying to fool people so he can get out of trouble.
Oh no, man! I can see R. Kelly. They hand him something and he be having to read, and that nigga start sweating.
I don't believe it. This motherfucker did 12 play though, man. He can read,
nigga. What the fuck, nigga? Them numbers. What the fuck?
They was wrong with Duffield stuff.
Man, what the fuck? Somebody told him to do that shit. The motherfucker Robert Duffield used to be the bane of my existence back in school. I used to hate that shit. I'd be like, God damn.
Did you always have to go back and count the other ones to figure out the tells? Like, okay, this is like 4 and 5 was kicking my ass.
He used to get so mad. I think I told Miss Bell, she got mad at me and sent me to the principal office. I was like, hey, I ain't gonna even have to do this shit in the real world. Why you got me learning this?
Right.
she was like, you go to the principal's office right now, and I'm calling your mama too, because I got her personal number. I'm like, this shit ain't gonna even matter when I'm an adult. Like, why y'all teaching me this?
Right.
Oh, man. Oh. All right. I ain't got no shout outs. Y'all did good. Y'all did good this week. So I ain't gonna cuss y'all out. I was fully expecting to have to cuss y'all out whenever we did start the show again. But I ain't have to, so y'all win. Yeah. Hey, man, but for real, thanks y'all again for listening to the show. You got any questions or concerns, hit us up, uptownentboys@gmail.com, or if you just want to go on here and just talk shit to us, that's cool too. You want to follow us on social media, Instagram, it is uptownentpodcast. All together, no spaces, no underscores, no dashes, none of that funny stuff.
Yeah, if you don't like emailing, you can DM us too. Shit.
I'm gonna lead it up to you to check them DMs.
I need to sign back in, man. If I gotta get another motherfucking phone, I'm gonna be pissed.
Damn, you still ain't signed in?
No, I had to get a new phone.
Wait, man, I thought you did get a new one.
Well, this is my second replacement phone.
Ah, damn. You got the worst look.
Man, it should be hardware fail. This phone got hit with a whole bunch of updates. I'm like, all right, this motherfucker crashed, dog. Y'all finna give me a Note 20. Or I ain't doing no more Samsungs, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, man, just... Y'all be cool, man. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you as always. And this has been another episode of Uptown ENT. Thanks for coming out. God bless and good night.
Time broke off?
Nah, nigga, Russell Simmons.
Oh.
Bye, y'all.